Om Shanti. This beautiful new spiritual birth is for complete rejuvenation and renewal, and better to say for complete purification. And only thing is, we have to remain aware of it all the time, and we have to be revising this aspect that I am here, I am present, I am existing, so that to make my existence completely fresh and pure and new. This is the purpose of this new life, spiritual birth. Everyone agrees with me? Yes? Your agreement would show that you are getting the translation. Yes? And the means and tools for this purification, for rejuvenation, are given as knowledge and yoga, jnana and yoga. And Baba in great detail has explained as well all the methods and techniques to use perfectly these means and tools of jnana and yoga. So on the basis of our recognition of God, our Supreme Father, and on the basis of how much we are connecting with Him, recognizing Him, we are experiencing attainments in our life. So therefore, out of all these attainments, almost all attainments, or 100% of the things which we receive from God, we can have only from Him. And if there are the things which we can receive only from Him, then this time becomes quite special, because it's the only time when He is available to us fully in its all forms and is offering all attainments. So that's why the theme which I have particularly chosen today is the experience of seed stage, because this is something which we can never have any other time except in confluence, and especially when Baba is with us and is our teacher and is giving us complete understanding of what is this special stage which can lead to or help you to become completely pure. In Hindi, Baba speaks about seed stage as Bij Roop Avastha. Bij Roop. Any stage is Avastha, and Bij means seed. When we speak about potential, it's the seed. And when we speak about the form, it's point. Bij Roop stage or point stage. Point of light and might stage. So what's this stage? Just as definition, we all know that, because Baba has long ago explained everything about that. Children, this is your original stage, because you are point of light, you are seed, and this means even while you are in the body now, but you are a soul who can detach from all thoughts of the nature, this element, world, and the people connected to you in this world. And when you speak about your original seed stage in Paramdham, that is the stage without any thoughts, still stage, the stage of silence. This is the simple definition. And if we speak about Rajyoga meditation, this is most unique experience of Rajyoga, and people on the path of renunciation, sannyasis, they had been trying a lot to extend this stage for as long a time as possible. That is to have hours and hours of seed stage in which they are not thinking about anything which surrounds them or feelings beyond cold, pain, heat, etc. But what Baba has told us is something different, and I would be coming to that as well. We too all really do want that the experience of such a stage should be very clear and should be deeper and should be for longer time with us. But in order to have that, we need to keep in our mind the benefit of this stage and for what this stage we need. This is an experience, and if I have certain experience, certain thing, I must know for what I'm going to use it. So do you think that we realize fully for what this stage, seed stage, we can use, or what's the purpose of having this stage now during Raja Yoga alive? So as in the beginning I just started that this is the only stage which has a very clear connection with purification. This is the stage of silence, and beyond the awareness of the material world and its existence, therefore it helps in erasing the memories or the feelings which I have through my material body, the body of elements. And that helps me to purify all those negative feelings which have accumulated while using this physical costume or the five senses. And it's possible only by having this seed stage for a longer time. And second thing, this is the only stage when I am experiencing I am a soul, a point separate from the body, which helps me to recharge and feel my full potential. Because what I do with the body is a part of my identity or entity of my existence. What I can do with the body, or what I am allowed to do with this body, that's not I. That's just a small role. But who am I in my full power that I can experience and emerge when I am able to remain more and more in seed stage? So if we just put in the form of numbers what Baba has told, children, in order to be in this point stage or Bij Roop stage, what are the basic aspects of knowledge which each and everyone definitely need to know? No matter how much a person is well read in the scriptures or other books of philosophies, but if these three basic contents he does not know, he is not able to experience this beautiful stage and consequently cannot experience purification. So what are those three very simple basic aspects of knowledge which we have realized and understood? And if not, we have to realize them more and more. So in first number comes the knowledge and understanding of my own self as the seed, the essence. at present within this tree. And I am fully aware of that this tree also is due to me. Whatever I see in the form of a body around me is the result of existence of me, the soul, in a particular stage. So this understanding, I am everything in this body, the seat. Second thing, although now I am in this body, but originally I am not belonging to this body and this world, but I have come from the world beyond, the world of silence, the space of silence. I am myself, entity of silence. And I have come to this world, which is called as the Kuru Kshetra, Karma Kshetra, that is the field of action. And I have entered into this field of action from that space of the silence as an incognito entity. That is, seed has to be incognito. Seed has to be invisible. Only then tree can emerge. If you just keep the seed out of the ground, or just you keep in hand, you can't grow the tree in your palm. Yes, can you? You have to make it invisible, make it underground. So although I am underground, I have come from this world of silence, on this field of action, Kurukshetra. So this clear understanding and awareness. Hundreds and thousands of acts are being done, but all these acts are being done by the residents of the land beyond. Nothing is moving here on its own. Third thing, which is also simple for all of us, because this is what is our study, regular study, everyday study, that we the souls are having eternal relationship with the Supreme Father, who too is the seed, but with different potential. When I, the soul seed, enter into this world, Kurukshetra, Karmakshetra, I have the potential to create new body. And new relationships through this body. But God, the seed, has the potential to create new world. So He's Almighty Seed. So these three basic aspects of knowledge we came here and understood very clearly. And only after that we realized that yes, now it is possible for us, according to our will and desire, become detached from whatever we are doing with this body. Unless I learn to see myself as seed and independent from this tree, so whatever is happening with this tree every day, the age, the lifespan of this body is reducing, its body is getting deteriorated. So unless I see myself as detached from this body, I feel challenged. So this realization that I am separate helped us to reduce the amount or the percentage of the worries connected to the body. Because I know anyway this body has to be left. I know anyway I have to pass. My journey is going to continue. Then Baba very clearly explained us children, before you return to your original abode, here and now, use these three aspects of knowledge and experience that stage which you have eternally in your original home, your abode. So then further three conditions were explained by Baba for us to help to experience this seed stage in which we just sit down. Lots of things are happening around us, but I understand my thoughts, my mind in control. There are almost no feelings related to anything happenings are coming in my mind. So what are those three conditions which we understood only here, only through Baba? One is of the time. One condition is of the time. Which time is most suitable for us to sit down and to become a point? Telling that, Baba has explained very clearly, children, the original home is the home without actions, without matter, without body. There is no movement, there is no noise, there is no sound. So exactly that atmosphere can never be created in this world of matter. But close to that atmosphere is when most of the souls are in rest or sleeping or tired. And that's what is called here in this spiritual knowledge, nectar time. Amrit Vela, beginning from 2:30 till 5 o'clock, but any time within this period, an hour or two, Baba has explained, if you sit down once, twice, thrice, every day, every week, every moment in the month, any time, children, you can feel your existence exactly as it is in the original world, in the original land. So then is the question that how we, all of us, are really able to create this space for us in such a way that we feel ready to sit and experience bodilessness or point stage. If we have realized that through this I am going to attain a lot. One, because it has a direct relationship with the purification. Another, this is the stage like God. God Himself is seed, form, point form. And if I am able to experience it, I am going to come close to God anyway. First in form, then in qualities, and then in actions. If I am not able to come close to Him in form, it's difficult to feel His qualities also. And if I don't have qualities like God, hardly I am going to do anything what He is doing now. And that's what I want. I want to do something which Baba is doing, if not everything, but at least one, two such acts which are well known for Him. So once I realize this, I do everything to make the necessary changes which help me ultimately to use these hours, the most important hours, for creating such stage. And that means to make a full list of the physical and internal, mental or conceptual changes which I will have to do to make this time available. Maybe I will have to make myself convinced to sleep early every day. No matter whatever happened, but majority of the days, or almost all of the days, I have to sleep well in time so that to get up definitely and feel myself fresh, because this is the time when I can have the stage. Because in any way, first to have good experience, I have to make myself free for that. Any person who wants to have command over certain act or wants to become professional in one or another aspect, first devotes sufficient time and concentration and energy. And that's the same here. If in the atmosphere of chaos, and in the atmosphere when there are so many variety kinds of things happening and people meeting, I want to become just detached and point. In order to reach to that stage, I have to concentrate, I have to work. And that's what is regular and simple work every day in the early morning. Second thing, time is clear. Second thing is understanding that any kind of mental distraction will not allow me to sit for a longer time in this stage. So I have to understand and also make a list of the things which distract me mentally. Maybe someone's nature, maybe something happening frequently or periodically in my life, in my role. Whenever I sit down for silence, this is the first thing which comes in my mind. Maybe I sit at Amrit Vela or 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock or 5 o'clock. What's that? Why it's coming? So hardly there is anyone who does not know what seed stage. It's very easy to experience. We all have little or more experience, but what problem is that some of us or many of us, they practice also, and at the same time they keep along with them small or big things which are distracting their heart, their feelings, and they are just moving along with them. I have to sit down and talk with myself that if I am an independent actor, if I am a soul, I am an individual entity, then definitely I should be able to have this unique experience that I am sitting and no one's image is entering in my mind. Thoughts about no one can enter in my mind unless I allow them. I am watching thousands of the people, but I am not thinking about anyone. So once I know that this should happen, why it is not happening? What's distracting me? So this is condition. Finish distractions, diversions of mind. And why? The mind is getting diverted. Understand the reason, and the simple reason is that I penetrated somewhere more than required, more than needed. I allowed myself to think or to bother or to feel concerned about more than I should. I am in the body. I have to be concerned about this body need for food and taking rest, etc. But if I keep thinking about food, what will happen? Yes, due to this body, I have relation with someone. I should be concerned about the well-being of that one. But if I am only thinking about that, what will happen? So Baba has explained very clearly, where is the norm? Where is the line? What is the percentage? What should be the percentage of our concern? And the right limit is, think only that much, after which the thoughts don't pull you. That person or that act does not pull you. If you want to become detached, you can become detached. If it is pulling, it means you are thinking more than needed. That's the simple way. Yes, okay, be concerned about how much is temperature, weather condition, what is humidity, etc. But if you think too much, you're not able to stop those thoughts when you need to, when you want to. And that's the clear idea of that I have gone much into something which is not necessary. So this is second condition. Finishing all distractions or mental deviation. It's must, and we need to do that without lingering it much. Third thing, which is also very much important, is to take care of physical, minimum physical comfort around me when I'm interested to have such stage. What do I mean by that? What Baba has explained about that? If I want to go beyond the matter, then I have to give my material body that what it needs. A very good, easy, physical, natural posture. Of course, not close to sleeping, not that much comfortable that I just start sleeping. But so that body does not knock my intellect and mind and say, you know, I need something to change. We can seat ourselves in that position in which I can remain comfortable for half an hour, 40 minutes, an hour, without getting disturbed, and create very optimal condition of temperature, air, fragrance. It's like in temple you go, what's the special thing in that atmosphere which helps you to think about God and forget everything? Sometime fragrance, cleanliness, physical solace is there, mental solace is there. So that condition should be available or should be created in our Laukik places too. Because almost all of us at Amrit Vela are in our Laukik homes. And if I miss that time, okay, we come to the centers for the morning class, but that's a totally different thing. If at that time I think that now I can experience seed stage, no. At that time, experience which I had in the morning will help me to have very good loveful connection with Baba. But so that there is no thought, but so that there is no distraction, so that there are no feelings connected to anything, only elevated stage, stable one thought stage, that can be possible most of the time at Amritvela. So therefore, we have been given a very beautiful direction by Baba, children, make your home also and such, so that there is proper atmosphere for you to be light, to be stable. So when we keep these three aspects of knowledge in mind and follow these three conditions, it's very easy then to sit and become detached from any amounts of the things or thoughts which are coming, happening. And we can stretch this experience for as long as time possible. Because this is the most basic aspect taught by God Himself. So I need to put it in my daily routine. Every day I should experience it. But the method is this. And I not only need to experience it, but experiment it, which in Hindi is called prayog. One is prayas, practice, effort, and then is prayog, use. Use or implement, make use of. So this stage is for which use, for which purpose, where I have to use it. Sometime, innocently, many, they start thinking of not thinking anything at the time of extreme disturbance or chaos. And then they complained, oh, I don't have seed stage. I don't have point of light stage. I couldn't control my thoughts. No. I can't start practicing of such stage at the time of chaos, but this practice done in stable time will help me at the time of chaos. How? Just in the morning you heard from Mohini Didi that there were so many bombs blast in Delhi and the train fell, some of the wagons of the train fell in the river in Andhra Pradesh. It's such news. So many people are listening these things and they are hearing them and they are coming across these events. Their reactions, their feelings, and those who practice thoughtless stage, bodiless stage, point stage, seed stage in the early morning. And then they come across all these things throughout the day. Their reaction, can it be the same? Certainly not. So that's the use of this stage. I would be able to see and feel what's in me to overcome this situation. What I have as a soul, as a person, as a personality to contribute into this situation. Because I had experienced quite stable mind in the morning, and from that center of stability, from that position of stability, I am able to see all these changes happening around me. And I know where to tap. I know from where to take the power. I allowed myself for a sufficient time in the morning to see the Almighty who is never changing, ever stable, eternal. So while watching everything in this disturbed stage, I was able to keep myself in the awareness of the One who is most powerful and who has the influence over whatever is happening. So I could see this, I could see me, and I could see Him. And all these things in connection also were very clear to me. So this is how I use the seed stage. This is what is called experimenting. Experimenting of the spiritual strengths and powers and virtues is never in the form of you know, trying or testing. No. Because what we experience is real and true. I don't need to try whether it works or not. No, it works. It always works. And it always gives result. So experimenting is not here error or error and trial and no. It's a clear use. Prayog. Second thing for which this stage we make use of or we make prayog is at the time of extreme physical, personal pains or such situations created by the elements, disturbance by the elements. Again here, if some of us think that today I have pain and I want to experience seed stage, now you are doing a mistake. On that day, maybe you will not be in the stage of putting a stop to all thoughts and feeling of pain and become totally detached. No. But what you have already done will be useful on that day. You hardly do in the way that you have washed your laundry and only after it has dried you are thinking, oh, let me go to the shop and purchase iron. You know that your clothes, you have to wash them and iron them. You should have the iron in advance. And once you have it, it is in your almirah, you know where it is. Whenever you need to iron, you take it from there. So this experience of the seed stage is then like a tool. It's like the power, the potential, which remains with me. And I know it's this experience. I remember it. And today I need it. I emerge it and use it. I take it out and use it. This is called becoming an experimentator or, in physical, in the language of physics, what they are called as researchers, or professors or whosoever. It's not scientific to say that, oh, here, in my laboratory, I can create this thing, but when I go to someone else's laboratory, I am not able to create the same product. And that's not scientific. If you are given the same condition, same ingredients, you know the method, and if it is scientific method, which has to be universal, you can create that particular product anywhere. Similarly, wherever we are in this world, this experience which we accumulate and create for ourselves following the thoughts of knowledge given by Baba becomes our strength. It goes with us. And not only we can use ourselves, but we can offer it to anyone else or teach it to anyone else. This is how you can stop your thoughts. So after we know what is its definition, after we understand and realize what are the three basic aspects which can help us to create the seed stage, after we know the conditions which we need to take care in order to feel the seed stage, and we know the benefits also, and we know how and in what things we can use the seed stage, what remains then? Only thing then remain is to see. By this time, I am 10 years in knowledge, 5 years in knowledge, 20 years in knowledge, 30 years in knowledge. By this time, how much strength of this point stage I have created in me. And what Baba has told about that, what's the measurement? What's the instrument to measure that strength? Each and every thing and its strength is known through the action with which it is related. So the point stage or the seed stage means no thoughts, thoughtless stage, or not many thoughts coming at the same time, or one thought, elevated thought for a long time. That stage in me should influence others' mind too. That is unavoidable. It would definitely happen when Baba, the Supreme Seed, the mighty ocean of knowledge comes and 10,000, 15,000, 20,000, they are coming in the gathering, what happens? Have you ever seen or have you ever heard Baba saying, please keep silent now because I am going to give Murli? Have you ever heard? Maybe you heard, yes? Or have you ever heard Baba saying, okay now, attention please? Or have your concentration please? Or close your mouth or close your diary or whatever, now I'm going to speak. Have you ever seen it? No? We use these phrases, but not Father, not Baba, not God. Because His strength is enough to do this without using any other means of words. So this is what is the use of this power. Because this is the power of silence, so it works silently. And also, in the seed stage, there is the richness of whole love of the soul, whole purity of the soul, whole peace of the soul. So Baba, when comes in the body, in this stage, does not need to do anything, to speak anything, to make us feel being loved by Him. He just comes and that's all. And we feel He loves me. He just comes. He just sits down and we feel He's very peaceful. He just comes and we feel He's knowledgeful. how it happens. This is also in the same way because he is in that seed form. He is peaceful, loveful and knowledgeful. So this is the use of this stage. And when we have to reveal Baba and we have to reveal who we are, so certainly no other stage is going to help us as much as this seed stage. Because angelic stage is very good. When we are light, we are happy. Okay, people appreciate. You know, these are very good. Brahma Kumar Kumaris are good. They look like angel. But still we need to say them so much that what we are speaking is truth. Still we need to say what we are speaking is God's knowledge. But what to do so that we don't need to speak much to prove that what we are speaking is truth? What to do that we don't need to convince much regarding that this is God's knowledge? The only way is again the seed stage. Because as many Baba's children, new Baba's children come in Madhuban, those who are instruments, teachers, especially not very old, they know how much they need to convince them, you know, explain them before they bring them to Madhuban. You know Baba comes there. You know God comes there. So there will be Dadi Gulzar, and it's not that you will see Dadi Gulzar, but in Dadi Gulzar, Baba will come. They show them photo of first Dadi Gulzar, then they show them photo of Avit Bab Dada, then they show them video, explain the difference. This is how Dadi speaks, this is how Baba speaks, and only then they are brought in Madhuban. Yes? But when Baba comes, does Baba say, I am God now, I have entered. Do you know me? Hello, this is God speaking. Everyone knows who is it. So his presence, and the people feel that, yes, who is sitting? So similarly, this kind of stage is going to help us to do everything for which we have adopted this Raj Yogi life. Because the aim of Raj Yogi life is not just self-transformation, but extent of self-transformation is, its relation is with world transformation. And in the world, people, and when we speak about people, first thing is their mind, their thinking, their vision, and then atmosphere. So if we want to see how much strength I have accumulated by now through this point stage, so I have to see like this. By emerging, Baba's coming in the body, and by emerging in my feelings, that atmosphere, what happens in the hall at the time, in the dictionaries, in the language books, it is mentioned as dead silence or pin drop silence, that you drop the pin and it would be audible. And I have to see it every now and then. By creating this atmosphere, especially when it's needed. And finally, once I learn checking it and I develop an interest in this stage, because it's also necessary to have interest for this stage, Sometime, you know, people who are interested in sport, you know that in sport also there is badminton, hockey, cricket, volleyball, one thing, another thing, and not all are interested in everything. So in our yoga with Baba, God, there is Rurihan stage. When we just talk with Baba, Baba, you are good, I am good. Baba, I am okay. Just talk, keep talking. There is angelic stage. It's even higher. You need to work a lot for that also. But then there's the seed stage. It's at the top most in the list of the spiritual experiences. And in order to get something very of good quality, we need to pay a lot. So what I need to pay in order to accumulate more strength through this bodiless and point stage, seed stage, what I need to pay? Do you know? What you have paid, if you have experienced it. I'm not testing it, but just to emerge few answers. Or we can create this stage without renouncing anything. Yes, what do you think? So, the very first thing which we need to renounce is love for, first of all, for our own body. This is very subtle love, and what I am, how I am, how I look, thoughts of that, you know, they are always with us in subtle form. So this love for my own individual personality, unless I renounce it, I am not in a stage to go beyond thoughts of this body. Second thing which I need to renounce is, you know, the desire for, you know, physical sensuous pleasure. Television, radio. These days, you know, many, they love watching television just to know what's happening, the news or whatever, but after the news has finished, how long, you know, this television keeps working, everyone knows, yes? Or the videos, variety, once you watch this, you need another, third, fourth. So out of all 24 hours, you can calculate the minutes and the seconds, for how much time I remain in my original nature and religion of silence and soul, that is not using the material body to take any pleasure from the material world. I will need to take something from this material world. I will need. Otherwise, how I will eat? If these different colors are not there, how there will be the feeling of festivity. So we need to have different colors. This is pleasure. This is celebrity. But how much time? There has to be limit for that. We sing. We dance. We talk. We light candles. We cut cake. But if you keep doing it all 24 hours, then that stage of soul consciousness, bodilessness, the stage beyond thoughts, is not possible to be created. We do it, but as the ingredients necessary in that much quantity fixed by God. Yes, if program is there, I am interested in this, I participate in this, I do this, But I myself does not have desire for that. Yes, if there is going to be benefit for all in this, yes. So this is how we learn to separate the need and desire. In the desire, most of the pleasure is for the self. And in the need, self is also included, but with all others. With the benefit of all. Sarvajan hitai, sarvajan sukhai. It means for the benefit of all, for the happiness of all. That's the need. That's the right action. So, to develop this kind of interest means to understand these are the things which I need to reduce or renounce and keep checking the accumulation as well and using it from time to time. Before I ask and offer you to ask any question, the final thing, very important in having the seed stage as a part of our experience as personality, is setting our vritti, attitude, in a particular position. Seed stage vritti. What's that vritti which keeps me and makes me as seed? Why Baba is always in that stage, even if he comes in body and does so much? Baba never loses that stage. Why? What's in the mind of God? What is his attitude which I can follow? I cannot become Baba, but I can follow his attitude. And that's the attitude which is called seed attitude of being donor. Seed means donor, giver, bestower. Body is recipient. Even if seed takes five elements from the nature, is watered, it inhales air, etc. But still all this is to give. So even if Baba comes in the body, Baba takes this body, Baba says, children, I take it on loan. I take the support to give. How much time Baba comes in the body and what Baba takes? Just a small old sofa, old body, few hours. And for 5,000 years, Baba is able to give us a new world. If not all 5,000 years, 2,500 years, Baba is able to give all the souls peace, happiness, prosperity, health, bliss and everything. So it's giving or taking? It's only giving. So we need to make this donor attitude, giver attitude, bestower attitude as only attitude of our last birth. Because this stage of the mind is not just a, you know, something to play with. No. This is what's the real way of life. Being in this powerful stage. So I have to make this attitude as the only attitude, as the only motive of my life, only feelings of my life. Because this attitude and stage will create the age of deities. So whatever we do, how we have to then experiment it. If I have this seed stage experience increasing in my life, then the purpose of doing any action will change from getting pleasure into giving pleasure. Even if I am eating myself, you know, sometime you might have seen that, you know, Baba would eat with love what someone has cooked. Who is more happy when Baba is eating? The one who has cooked or Baba himself? What do you think? Yes? And when you are taking photo, you know, who is happier? There is a brother in Delhi who shares his experience that when I take photo, once he requested Baba, because Baba was sitting like that, he requested Baba, you know, as very natural for a photographer. Baba, smile please. You can imagine. He's speaking God, you know, in the same language. Because Baba is not interested. If you have his photograph, fine. If you don't have his photograph, fine. So who is happier? You know? Me. So whatever we do, in that, others should get always more happiness than ourselves. This is how is the criterion to understand that my actions are becoming the actions of pastor. After we met someone and after we finished some talking, activity, interaction, I must see. I gave more. What was my intention? What were my feelings? Expectations were more? Or the consciousness of my duty was more? Consciousness of what I should be able to do for this one was more. So these are the few things which Baba has explained us long ago and has been repeating again and again in some or another words in every Murli, which if we keep underlining, we can become Bap Saman in form and in strength in short time. Thank you very much. Do you have any question? You should not have any question, but if you have, yes. He wants that question should be audible for everyone. No, after one or two questions, we will sit in some time to experience a stage. Yes. It would be good if you tell your name, country and then question.
My name is Rami. I'm from Israel. And what I wanted to know is in the seed stage, what's happened to my senses? Do I see? Do I hear? What am I supposed to feel with them? Do I need to shut them down in any way? So what exactly happened with what we are so accustomed to use on our daily basis?
Yes. Did you catch the question? Should I repeat it? No? So in seed stage, I, myself, the soul, seed, the one who is experiencing this stage is within the body. This is one thing. And then there is the seed stage in Paramdham when I have no body. So these are two different things. So when I am in the body and senses are there, it is never possible to completely remove the feelings of the information coming from the senses. It is available and it comes, but my response to that information is almost negligible. I am able to see and I am watching people sitting in front of me, but I have given myself aim that I am a soul. These are all the souls, and for some time I don't want to think about anyone. So when this aim has been given, then the information about so many faces and bodies coming through the eyes is not accepted by me intellectually. And since I don't accept one is seeing, You know, just I see, but I don't see. I don't accept it. And therefore I don't respond to it. So therefore, sensuous action is not taking place. It's only when I am responding in the form of that I am creating some feelings. Oh, so many are sitting. That one is sleeping and that one is not sleeping. That one is from America, that one is from Russia. So this is all responding to the information. But I am seeing, but not seeing. Similarly, hearing. Sometimes we use good songs in order to finish our thoughts of different kinds and to create elevated thoughts. So we hear them specially and create feelings. But once the elevated feelings are created and I am now beyond whatever is happening around me, then I stop responding to the song. I am no more using that song as the mean to lift me up, to make me detach. It is working, it's going on, but I am not responding. So therefore, in seed stage, while we are in body, we perceive information, but we don't respond to it because it's the stage created through our own will. If I want, I can respond. Clear? Satisfied? Means we don't have to become stone and just no point of light stage means no feelings at all. No. It means the feeling of richness and most elevated positive stage. Okay, now, is there anyone else? Now let's sit for 10 minutes in this stage, but be relaxed and keep the aim to add few degrees of beautiful sparkle of being in the form like my own father. Breathe deeply so that to make your body comfortable. And congratulate yourself that you are the master creator, the soul, the seed in this physical body of 5 elements. Which is exactly what you are in invisible form. I am a beautiful entity of light and might from the world of space, of silence. It's only from there I have descended into this field of action along with many actors. Eternally, and actions are just the part of my existence. the right way to act is, to do, and become detached. The right way to act is to give. To give what? To give that which I have eternally in me, my peace, my happiness, and my love. By remembering my identity as seed, I can remain stable on the seat of pastor and donor, like my father. This is for what I have come here in this world to give ultimately. Oh, my sweet Baba, my beloved Father, my heart sings your praise for being a mighty example in front of me. Teaching me constantly of how to be, how to live. You are the knight in front of me, guiding me and taking me.